Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right. Donnie made his pick yesterday with us. He is going to take the Steelers as a 2.5-point favorite against Denver. I'm very worried about something here, though.
What?
Shows on the Fan and the history of the Fan. We've been on the air since 2010. Whenever these pick segments have existed, one of the common threads, and by the way, I'm going
so
to...
So he got him at 2.5 yesterday?
Yeah, that's where
and
it's at
that's
right
where
now.
It's at right now. Okay.
Let's do
no,
this.
No, I checked it.
Let's do this segment right, by the way.
Okay. Thank you. By the way, Pony, you're down 2 to me now.
I know.
Already starting to trail.
But one of the things that happens with picks, whether it's you and me and Donnie... The morning show, whatever iteration it was of that, even when Ron and Joe would make picks.
Yes.
When there was a consensus, everyone said the same thing. You could run to either a bookie back in the day or now all of the legalized sports books and do the exact opposite. It's like whenever there's this group think with the Steelers, it ain't a good thing.
Same thing as betting against the way the public's betting
and
on a game.
And that's why I thought Pompeiani did a public service on... the pregame show on Channel 2 because Batch, Richie, the whole panel went Steelers, Bob went Falcons.
But wait a minute. We all went Falcons.
No, but I'm saying for them, it made it possible.
If
Bob had picked Steelers, that would have been a bad omen if they went clean sweep.
Well, we put the good omen out by all picking Atlanta.
We put the Maloikia on Atlanta. That's an Italian expression for jinx, Malzi.
It sounds like a Croatian or something.
Maloikia. Don't put the Maloikia. And you go like this. You give a horn.
Like a hook 'em horns, but sideways?
Yes. Like a, hey, I'm taking you out here. So Donnie has already taken Pittsburgh. You're next to pick, and you get the same line, Steelers minus 2.5. What are you doing with it?
Actually, you're supposed to go next, but I will.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, I have this all tracked and who goes in what order. Yeah,
I'm taking the Steelers minus 2.5.
Yeah, there you go.
I watched the Denver game at 1 o'clock in the morning today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not.
Why were you up at 1 o'clock? Stella?
No, I watched Thursday Night Football. Then I taped the show with Pat. And then I was wired.
You got to tape that late?
Yeah, because we have to wait.
Wait, where's Pat? Is he in Arizona?
I don't know. I should probably ask him that. It's really embarrassing that I don't know where he's living. Now that we're working together twice a week. But anyways, so... Chris, Knicks is not going to hold up here against the Steelers defense. I am convinced of that. Their right tackle, McGlinchey, I think is the only guy on their offensive line who's worth a damn. I don't see him shutting down TJ Watt, so I think everything from the snap is screwed from that for them. Defensively, okay, Surtain is great, but hey, Arthur Smith, move the guy around and get Surtain in spots like maybe the slot where he's not as comfortable. Just an idea. See, it's not like he blew up what Seattle wanted to do in that game, by the way, and they've got big playmakers like DK Metcalf. So, bottom line for me is, I think the Steelers are going to win a game. I'm going to give a final score. The total's only 36.5. It's the lowest. I think it even goes under that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am going to call a game that looks like, how about this? Steelers 24, Broncos 10. I'm going to go two touchdowns. I know, that's a big win.
So one for the defense and one for the special teams for the Steelers?
I don't see... You watch the same game. Knicks, I think, is incapable. They've lost two in Tomlin's time. Five rookie quarterbacks since Mike took over. Troy Smith in a meaningful Week 17 game. Brandon Whedon when Ben was out, and Whedon was 40 years old, although Knicks is old too.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz, good Eagles team. Dak Prescott, really good Cowboys team. And then Stroud last year.
Wait, was DTR a rookie last year?
Oh, wait, so six now.
Wasn't DTR
six.
A rookie?
Yes, so six. They've lost to six rookies. Two last year. Kenny, that was the game that Canada got fired.
You have to, it's still a loss.
I know.
24-10. Okay. I meant to. I just haven't gotten to it yet. It's probably going to be on the Friday night agenda. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get wild tonight. I'm going to fold laundry, like fold the boys' laundry, get it ready to put away, and I'll probably throw that on the big TV, the game, the condensed Broncos game.
Yep.
So I'm doing this sight unseen. I was watching carefully to see if Garrett Bowles would be. Is it Bowles or Bowles?
Bowles.
I don't know why I thought it was Bowles, because I know it looks that way.
There's an E in there, Mulsey.
I know, it's weird. I was looking very closely to see what his injury status would be, just because he's a good tackle. He went from did not practice Wednesday, he went to limited Thursday, he went to full Friday. That's a guy that I think will help them a little bit. But, God, everything I heard about Knicks without having had the chance to watch it yet just suggested that was like a borderline snuff film performance from him.
He threw a horrible interception when they were in the red zone falling away into double coverage.
He's a good runner. He is mobile. But he is not like a built-up guy like Fields, where I just wonder if Bo Nix is taken off to try to stay in this game and keep them in this game, I think he might be hurt badly.
Cortland Sutton's talking smack on TJ Watt. Okay. That's not a good idea.
Yeah. I think McLaughlin, they're kind of scat back, they're kind of pass-catching back, could be a problem for the Steelers just because guys like that are.
Screen plays and whatnot.
Yeah, just like little dump-offs. Like, Peyton's going to have had a week to try to get a better game plan together. I'm sure he's motivated to beat Tomlin just as much as Tomlin's motivated to beat him. Like, I think both of those guys sort of feel the same way about the other. Think that they're much better than
the
other.
And I don't think the Steelers will have, like, a home-away-from-home advantage.
No, that's a good crowd. That's a pretty good crowd.
They're passionate. They don't let Steelers fans take over.
Complete! One of the dumbest chants in sports. But they are passionate fans. Okay. Get to all that. I've had this score in my head for a while for this game. I'm not comfortable doing this. They're laying 2.5. They're a road favorite. It just feels wrong that I'm predicting a game that will have a score that reflects this level of ease for them. I think they beat Denver 20-9. I think you probably get one touchdown, maybe two from the offense, at least one. I think it's plausible that you get a touchdown that's de facto defensive, where they give you such a short field you almost have to punch it in, and get a couple field goals. And I'm sorry. That Bo Nix stat line should not be viewed by man nor beast from week one. I think it's going to be another tough year for him. You realize Peyton is like the only person that loved him as a first rounder. A lot of other people thought he was a second round, maybe even a third round pick.
I happen to think Justin Fields is going to play another strong game and give us more reason to think he'll have a stranglehold on that job. All right.
Can I give you one just aside here? I told you this during the break, but everyone needs to hear it. Alex Stumpf just tweeted this, Pirates-Royals tonight.
Yep.
As he put it, quote, a bird just got Randy Johnsoned during Royals batting practice. For those of you that don't know, that means a batted ball.
Hit a bird.
Struck a bird. The bird has expired.
Bonus pick. You like Pitt or West Virginia tomorrow?
vacillated on this one. I said, you know, and I'm gonna keep it this way. I'm gonna keep it this way. So I've gone Steelers. We clean sweep the Steelers. So hopefully we're right this week. We were wrong last week. I said West Virginia, and I'm gonna stick with West Virginia. And you know what this is? A classic. Mulsey wants something to happen. Mulsey does not want to speak the opposite into existence. So I'm going to hope that I'm sad that my pick is wrong because Pitt wins.
West Virginia got mollywopped by Penn State.
Good
and
term.
And they did a little bit better against Albany, who's an FCS school.
Mm-hmm.
My issue here is that I just think Pitt has played two horrendous football teams. And I don't think West Virginia's bad.
Who
I don't
did
think
Kent State beat? Get beat by?
St.
Or
Francis?
Almost, yeah. Oh, God.
I think West Virginia is decent, and it's just a matter of what Pitt team shows up. You can't be good for 30 minutes, I think, and win this game, because I think West Virginia will have success running the ball.
Good and, for 30. Pitt was good for 15 against
yeah,
Cincinnati.
Yeah, good point. I wasn't even 30.
Like 16
yeah, maybe
minutes.
Maybe it's because I know my wife is driving in right now and potentially listening, but I'm going to take West Virginia -1.5 as well. All right, the leadoff show is about to start. The final weekend series of the season at home for the Pirates against a Royals team that is going to make the playoffs after losing 100 games last year. Talk to you Monday at 2. We'll wrap it all up. We'll recap it all for you. PM team signing off.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.